There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, and you help out plenty of people along your journey and path as well. Stay on a narrow path forevermore, and always stay generous and kind as well, and keep letting the Heavenly Father use you forevermore, most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Just thank him so much for much more. The Lord has done so much things for us, we can't even keep count of it. That's just how amazing he is. Amen. The Lord changed not. So what he was doing from in the book of Genesis all the way to this day, he's still doing it. Amen. So he is very excellent and awesome. Always give him all the praise and honor him and keep him first forevermore, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Thank you all for listening and supporting me. It's a lot to me. I love you all and praying for you all right? So let's always encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always uplift each other in Christ, all right? Iron sharpens iron, gladness of heart, merry heart, joyful, gladness, everything, unity, harmony, peace, love, all that, double portion, much more, amen. Double portion blessings, people. Stay strong out there, okay? Stay strong. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. We're engrafted. Let's just thank the Lord. Let us gather together. Let us praise and let us sing a new song. Rejoice, dance, clap your hands, play an instrument. Do what you have to do, amen. Just thank him. Stomp your feet, all of that. Just thank him. All right, thank him. Think about everything he's brought you through, and you're still here, okay? He still uses you. He still got his hands on you, all right? So just give him all the praise, y'all. Praise him and worship him in truth and spirit, and serve him with gladness and joy, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no nothing. All right. So with the washing of the water by the word, let it do us justice and let us stay obedient and faithful, steadfast forevermore. Amen. Yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better, more personally. Let us keep drawing near to God. He'll draw near to us. And let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey the whole word, the Old Testament, New Testament, Apocrypha, all of it. Let's obey all the word. Amen. And be able to share and express with others and be doers of the word. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So today's word, we're going to continue this commentary within the book of Genesis. All right. And then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, y'all. So here we go. All right. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verses 6 through 12. Recommended reading, the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Also the book of Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 23, the book of Romans chapter 13, verses 13 through 14, and also the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. All right, now the title of this commentary is Escape from Lust. Ah, Potiphar's wife. Hers is a story of adulterous intent that most men, and especially men who were husbands, might prefer not to read. It's one, however, that has been played out over and over again, both on the big screen and on the idiot box, the bored, lonely wife pursuing the handsome young man hired to work around the house. What husband doesn't remember being dragged to the theater to watch Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep play out a variation of the scenario in The Bridges of Madison County or some familiar, similar tearjerker chick flick? True, Potiphar's wife could have played a lead role in the ABC's network nighttime soap opera, Desperate Housewives. But there's a twist to the story, a glitch no Hollywood scriptwriter would ever allow. The aggressive woman doesn't snare the handsome young buck. No matter how she turns up the heat, pursuing Joseph day after day, he refuses to sleep with her. How did Joseph withstand this onslaught of temptation? He lived by a perspective that kept them pure. He even revealed it to Potiphar's wife when he asked, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" God's presence filled every room and each moment of Joseph's day. He subjected every thought and circumstance to that unseen partner. Plus, Joseph knew how to run. A surefire escape from lust contains two elements. First, submit every thought to the presence of God. In other words, live as though he's in the room with you, because he is. Second, run from even a hint of lust. Don't use sexual innuendos at work or give in to the temptation of internet chat rooms. If you must, set parental guards for yourself on your computer, on your computer's browser to block questionable internet sites. Don't stare at other women like a voyeur. Subject every lustful thought to the presence of God. Then run from the mere sight and sound of sexual temptation, whether it comes to you in the movie theater or on your TV, from your mailbox or in your real life. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. To take away, how would you have handled the sexual advances of Potiphar's wife? How often do you have lustful thoughts? What do you do about them? What practical measures can you take to guard yourself from lustful temptations? Amen. Gotta have self-control, people. Gotta have self-control. It's very important, people. I just also want to read this scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out of escape so that you can stand up under it. All right, y'all. So that is the commentary for today. Just reading on the story of Joseph, him dealing with Potiphar's wife. All right, how the situation still exists to this day, and people have to be better and have better discretion, discernment, self-control. All right, so what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. Yes, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler. The branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd. Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is our everything, the sufficient one, the sustainer, most definitely. He is all of that and above more. The Lord our God is one, there's no other like him. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahai Yeshai Yeshua Hamashiach Barakatha Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Ahaya Yahai Yeshai Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua. Yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation with no problem. Amen. That outstretched arm, that mighty hand, that finger of God is powerful, most definitely. Yes, we are in agreement with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the one who gave us life in abundance, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua, the word of the almighty, true, and living God. Most definitely, his word is purified, silver, refined seven times, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews say. We touch and agree. Most definitely, we serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Best believe that his son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. That's how amazing he is. His blood cleaned up our mess, y'all. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy, the order of Melchizedek. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes. Give all the glory to the Most High. Think about everything he's brought you to do and just thank him. Amen. Thank him. Yes, y'all. Yes. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new steps, new footpath, new footsteps, new path, new journeys, new sceneries, new destinations, new dreams, new visions, new songs to sing, new things the Lord reveals to you, new signs, new wonders all in your life for the rest of your life. Amen. We touch and agree. Double portion blessings from now on. Amen. Yes. All right, y'all, so do you have it? All right, I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life with the Most High, submit to God, surrender everything, let it all go, stop backsliding, no more secret sins, stay on a narrow path, people, all right? Just stay on a narrow path forevermore, help out people with the gospel, keep sharing the word, the Messiah is coming back, y'all, all right? So let's do better, amen? Yes, y'all, so y'all stay strong out there, all right, and hold it down, man. Hold it down for the Lord, people. The Lord wants us to be more strong, courageous. He wants to be more firm, all right? So stay strong, people. what I'd love to do as I close y'all is give y'all this priestly blessing, all right? So here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Salah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.